They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
I think Nebraska fans are the greatest fans in all of college football. No question on mine. I've coached here 3 times, and I've been here to do television 4 times. The enthusiasm here is as good as any place, but the integrity here of the fans is the best in America.
It's Jerry Tagge calling signals after a 67-yard march. And on a quarterback keeper, he dives for the goal line. Coach Bob Devaney's unbeaten Nebraska Cornhuskers are number one. 1970 National Collegiate Football Champions of America.
Nobody's been more dominant than Nebraska.
Here's Wiley's kick. It's high. It holds up there. Rogers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back upfield to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45. He's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10. He's all the way home. Holy moly. Man, woman, and child did that. Put him in the aisle. Johnny the Jet Rogers just tore them loose from their shoes.
It's a feeling that you can't describe. You put one of those shirts on, and it's like you got power.
Gets it off to Rozier. Rozier turns. He's running back around the field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown.
It's part of you, and once you leave here, it doesn't leave you.
The snap to Tommy, and they give him the trap play, and it's Schlesinger inside the 5. And there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Schlesinger. It is history, 13-0, and bring that trophy back to Lincoln.
Nothing can compare to it.
And an option to the right, Tommy on the keep, turns the corner, 25-30, eludes a tackler, 35, Tommy Frazier, 37, 38, 39, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, he's gonna go, holy cow, touchdown Tommy Frazier!
I wish everybody had the opportunity just to buckle it up one time and see what it feels like to wear that N on the side of your helmet. Because I tell you what, when you got that helmet on, you don't feel like there's anything that you can't accomplish.
Third down. Frost to the middle.
Doesn't get any better than it is here.
Oh, Dan Trouch escapes. And on the first down. Oh, Dan, look at this.
Jeez.
Oh, no, he could go.
Wow.
Amazing. See you later. That may be one of those unreal runs I have ever seen.
This is a special place. It's like one big family, and that's what I want it to be. I look back at all the tradition and all the things that have gone on here, and the great players and the great teams that have played here, and I want to bring everything back into the fold to allow us to move this program forward and to get the best out of everything that we can do.
First down and 10 to go. Here's a hand up to Thunder, who gives it back to Mike Stoutz. He's going to throw it. He's got a man out.
Yeah!
40! Eric Crouch! 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Have some fun and play with passion. The most physical football team, the team that hits the other team right there, underneath the chin. That's the team that's going to win this football game.
Senior T.J. O'Leary to snap it. Senior Jake West to put it down. Alex Henry to try to put the Huskers in front with a minute 50 left in the game. And the snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is on its way, and the kick is good. Makes it in there. 57 yards out of school record to put the Huskers in front, 33-31.
But you know what? We got the N on the side of our helmets, fellas. And that's what the N on the side of your helmet is all about. Let's take those N's and put it right underneath your chin for 4 corners and get out to somebody's house.
Second and 10. Hawkins in the gun gets a snap. Sets, throws, batted down, intercepted at Damakutsu. Sue to the 20, 15, touchdown Sue. And Damakutsu's second touchdown of the year.
And it comes off the bat by Zach Potter.
How about that for Damakutsu?
The stadium is blowing up.
And
good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation of Football Friday, the final non-conference game of the year for the Huskers, and of course, the 300th sellout is upon us, which, Daddy, means the last 299 games have been a sellout at the University of Nebraska.
Wow, remarkable, and you hear it from every national announcer that comes to Lincoln. Lee Corso leads the way, the greatest fans in college football. Lincoln Journal Star today has put out their edition of streaks of other national powers, and if it had Notre Dame at 207, hell, had it not been for the Nebraska fans, that one would be about 13 right now. But Oklahoma only 65, Florida, and what they've been able to do, a 126, Virginia Tech, and that atmosphere and how crazy it is, 70. Pretty amazing. 300 will be in the books tomorrow afternoon.
Well, it's amazing to me that it's 47 years. 47 years. When you say, I guess that just shows our age. When you get to 1962, I mean, that number's been ingrained and we've been burned into our heads for so long that even back when we were in college some 25 years ago, that streak has been going on. And should be some great hoopla. And if you're going down, hope you enjoy it all. If you're not, we've got the game for you on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM. We'll be talking about the Husker game. We'll make our prediction. Daddy has his picks. Or he'll have to try and rebound a little bit from last week. He got off to such a good start the first couple of weeks. But last week, anytime Washington State wins and covers, Daddy, you're in trouble. And I think that's
not trouble. I'm screwed. we've loaded up so much against Washington State.
And this week they play Southern Cal, who might be a little mad. Also coming up in just a moment, we're going to talk about the Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame. Rich Ozentoski, who a lot of people in the listening area know, is going to join us live in studio. Alex Gordon of the Kansas City Royals is going to join us later on in the program as well, as we're down to the final two weekends of the baseball season. And Zach Greinke getting thrown out of a game that he didn't even pitch in last night. What a weird, weird deal. The home plate umpire, who likes to throw people out of ball games, got the job done with Greinke and Hillman and a few others last night in Boston's victory. So baseball's coming down to the home stretch. There's not a whole lot of playoff races remaining because I think the Twins and the Tigers, there's a slight chance that the wild card could be given up with Colorado losing again last night. In the
Cubs stay alive, though, on their final at bat.
Yeah, who cares? They're out of it. We're worried about the Braves and whether they have a chance to make the playoffs. Maybe with Bobby Cox announcing that retirement next year, he's got the troops ready to go. So that's all coming up. Pigskin Pick'em, chance for you to qualify to win two Lazy Boy recliners from Bruce Furniture. So it's all on the program today. And let's get into it. The Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame Foundation going to be inducting 11 athletes, 5 coaches, 2 contributors, and yes, a referee into its Hall of Fame induction ceremonies on Sunday at the Leeds Center. It's the 16th induction ceremony. And, of course, one of the greatest athletes to ever come out of Ord High School, and there are many. Let me emphasize that. There are many. And, of course, Kearney State. We can talk Kearney State. Rich Ozentoski, who is a member of our fine community here in Kearney, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you.
Well, great to have you in studio. I mean, you've known about this for a while, but the weekend's here. You got a lot of folks that are coming in. A big game here tomorrow with Shadron, and then Lincoln on Sunday for the induction ceremonies. I guess just a little bit about what's going through your mind this weekend.
Well, it's a big weekend with Coach Sickman having some honors and being honored for his coaching, and a lot of the players that played for him are coming back. In fact, this afternoon I'll be hosting some of those fellows at the house and talking about how good we thought we used to be clear back then.
Rich, it's well documented, the two-sport athlete you were in college.
Ten sport, whatever.
You want to go back to that. What was your favorite sport?
You know, coming out of high school, it was basketball. And, in fact, I had enrolled at Lincoln and was going to walk on in basketball and give that a whirl. And then I got, you know, when you do so many things in high school, you get the seasonal itches. So I got to July, and I thought, you know, I'm going to miss football. And I was sharing with my mom, and she said, well, let's go see Coach Zick. And we did, and here I came.
Now, of course, Coach Zickman also, Ord native. Did that play into this? And Now we talk about recruiting, and any time that somebody is an All-American or gets these honors in college, you just assume that they were heavily recruited in high school. Not back in the early 60s, mid-60s.
No. Zick really didn't recruit. In fact, one of the first times I ever got him out of Kearney to come talk to kids is when I was at Grand Island coaching. I said, Coach Zick, you got to come over here and just show up and say hi to some of these kids. They'll enjoy, you know, you meeting you and coming over to Kearney. But really, I think people came to Kearney because of the tradition of the program. It was a good one. And so that's kind of why we were here.
Rich, you see it in the Class A now. It seems to be kids singling down into the one sport. You shake your head at that a little bit. And like you said, at Bertrand, we enjoyed the season. Whatever season, that's what you played.
Well, I think, you know, the strength factor is certainly a big thing today. And there's so many specific weight training programs for a specific sport. And so I think that's, you know, a lot of kids, you know, zero in and they want to do something to help maybe enhance their ability to get a scholarship.
Rich Ozentoski is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, going into the Hall of Fame this weekend, and ex-UNK players. I guess for the folks that don't know the backstory, talk about how Kearney State was at the time. Talk a little bit about your teams and maybe even a couple, throw out a couple teammates' names that folks are going to recognize.
Well, we go back quite a ways, back into the 60s, Kearney State had a good program. I can remember as a freshman, and there was a fellow from up by Ord, actually Erickson, named Ed Krumel, who ended up being an All-American center. And we used to do a quarterback drill, and we'd rotate, the quarterbacks would rotate around with the different centers. And I remember the first time he snapped the ball to me, I think my feet left the ground. I went, wow, I've never felt anything like that before. So, but had a lot of success, played with Randy Rasmussen, who was big and fast, and no wonder he played for the Jets. 67, we were fortunate to be undefeated and had a great bunch of guys and had a lot of fun. So, great memories.
Rich, you bring up the weight deal. You didn't lift weights in college, did you not?
We started. High school, we just barely got introduced to it, but it wasn't big at all. And then in college, we started doing some lifting, but not to the extent that they do today.
Remind us of some of the rivalries that you had in the 60s that may not be the same today. You guys probably played a little bit different schedule.
You want to go back to high school? You know, I always like to say playing Loup City was, especially in football, a real rivalry because they were very close. And my favorite line, because Gappa was from Loup City, older, but my favorite line when I get around him and talk about Loup City is, you know, they were really mad at Ord, and they had planned to invade Ord, but they couldn't get their septic tank started.
I always like to tell them it wasn't much of a rivalry. Loup City had to win a couple times for it to be a rivalry. But yeah, I mean, it was just a different, I guess, a different time. Consolidation wasn't around. All the schools were, at least in this part of the state, were probably just a little bit bigger.
Well, that's really true, and it's interesting how the class divisions, you know, schools like Hastings and Alliance and different schools have slipped so much in what used to be Class A and the numbers thing, but today's athlete is really stronger, faster, and that's due to a lot of training and programs. So,
you also won the state golf title in high school. Where was that? What was that like back in the day?
You know, growing up in Ord, we had sand greens through my freshman year, and then they converted to grass. And we were very fortunate that we had a fellow named Glenn Abel that started a Ben Hogan golf program. So as a young person, I got in extra swings and practice and things. So eventually that led to our high school team being pretty good and some success as a senior in winning the state title, and that was a thrill.
Where'd you play at? Where was the state title at that year?
Lincoln. Out west in Lincoln.
Someplace.
Yeah, had a hot putter.
Well, Rich Ozentoski joins us. He's headed into the High School Hall of Fame this weekend. Rich, obviously everybody wants to know the immediate reaction. You weren't sitting around waiting for a phone call when you got the call or when you got the letter.
No, I wasn't. I was very surprised. Dick Buechner, who's a big part of that program, had told me that he had been submitting my name and resume, so to speak, and had me fill out the info. But no, they sent the letter, and I saw that, and I went, wow. So that was super.
Of course, it's a high school sports Hall of Fame, but I think the collegiate goes in. And for the folks that didn't know, you had a little stint with the Twins as well. Talk about that.
Well, the Twins, not my favorite organization from way back when. But anyway, it was a great experience. I had problems signing with the Twins originally. I guess maybe I thought it was worth more money than what they wanted to give me. And held out, but did report down to Sarasota, Florida for the first summer and played there for a summer. And then one more year, played in St. Cloud, Minnesota in their minor league organization. And saw some pretty good talent. I did play with Ronald McDonald, who was a third baseman my first year, but I did see Bert Blyleven down there, who was a pitcher for that team when I played. So
heard of him.
Yeah, pretty good success, and had a crazy deuce.
Is the minor league system back then much like it is today, the number of games and whatnot?
Yep, it's every day. Every day. It's a different feeling when you wake up and you go to the ballpark and it's every day, every day, every day, you know. And I can remember I got fined $10 before I ever put a uniform on. I thought I was right on time, and for the first day I was there, and my watch apparently messed up because I was exactly an hour late and they were coming off the field, and the manager said that'll be $10. I hadn't even gotten a paycheck yet.
Rich Ozentoski joins us. You still remember your career batting average here at Kearney State?
No.
It's still the record, isn't it? I think it's still the record. It's over 400, right?
Yeah, I think so. Something like that.
And you thought you were good, Tony.
No, I never. No, I couldn't compare to this.
We always ask of the whole, I guess, of all of it that's went on, you're going to be asked and probably have been asked, what's the one or two specific memories or moments, whether it's high school or college or even the pros, that you know, just immediately come to mind?
I'd have to say one of the neatest things that happened to me, I had an uncle that was, and this is college related, but I had an uncle who was in professional baseball his whole career, Daryl Johnson. And between my freshman and sophomore years, we used to get pretty good tickets to go watch them play, and he was with Boston at the time and is a coach. And we went to Comiskey Park, and he said, why don't you come a little early, and I'll get you a uniform. So I put on an extra uniform, and I wore Carl Yastrzemski's shoes and went out and took batting practice with the boys. And at that time, there was a player named Ken Hawk Harrelson that he and I alternated. And he'd hit them into the upper deck, and I'd hit them out to the warning track. So I knew there was some kind of a difference there. But that was huge. I think the fact that our 67 team was undefeated, and the fact that I really had a lot of great memories and from teammates and things that, and I think one of the things that sticks out in my mind is that 67, the very first play from scrimmage. I ran kind of a belly drive series and won about 70 yards for a touchdown the very first play of that season. So, you know, they had to know that I didn't have the ball for a long time because I outran them.
Now, Rich, you say undefeated, but there wasn't a national title then, or was there playoffs, or what happened then?
We were ranked, I think, about third at the end of the season, and some of the powers to be that make the decisions, we stayed an extra week that year to practice, but some of the powers that make the decision bumped somebody who was ranked about fifth ahead of us and dropped us, even though we were undefeated that year. So that was probably one of the biggest disappointments, that we didn't get a chance to take it to the next level after being undefeated.
So there were only four teams in the playoffs?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a little bit.
Sorry, guys. See ya.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
A little bit different situation than it is today. So the ceremony is Sunday. What are you going to take into that? What's her thought going to be as they present you the induction certificate and plaque?
It'll be fun to share that time with family and some good friends that'll be going down with me. And I heard it's a great ceremony. I'm really looking forward to being a part of that, meeting some of the other people that are part of that process. And then afterwards, I'm really looking forward to going to Misty's to have a little prime rib.
Oh, that's good, good stuff, people. And you've made Kearney your home, so the community is quite the deal here.
Kearney has been a great place, and even though I started in Grand Island for 3 years as a teacher coach, the opportunity to come back to Kearney was like moving back home after going to school here and raised my three boys and have enjoyed Kearney very much and watched Kearney grow, and it's been a wonderful place. So very blessed.
I guess if you're driving around Kearney looking for some insurance today, what kind would you buy?
I'd stop on in. Come see me.
Well, Rich, congratulations. It's great to see your name on the list, and enjoy the weekend both here in Kearney and in Lincoln. Thanks for coming in on the show today.
Thank you very much.
Rich Ozatowski, he is among those that's going into the Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame this Sunday, and we'll take a break. Alex Gordon and a whole lot of football coming up in just
After
a moment.
After listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, many people are heard to mutter,
"Who are those guys?"
Those guys, we'll be right back.
It's the once-a-year all-out sell-a-thon going on this week only at Kearney Yamaha. Save more than $1,000 on select Yamaha Grizzly ATVs or check out the 550cc Yamaha Grizzly. With power steering, fuel injection, and a huge radiator, they're the perfect ATV. Two wheels more your style? Well, then you've got to stop by and check out the unbelievable rebates on their Yamaha V-Star 950s. This fuel-injected belt drive classic cruiser is an incredible new model and price to move. Dunlop ATV tires, just $55, almost half the regular price of $95. Or check out the eye-popping discounts on select apparel and accessories. But hurry in, this sale is only 1 week. It's the once-a-year all-out sell-a-thon going on this week only at Kearney Yamaha. Kearney Yamaha, Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, your new Polaris Ranger dealer, just south of I-80, Kearney.
Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with CenterPoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At CenterPoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's CENTRE.wealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. CenterPoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
If you've noticed a change in your hearing, then it's time to see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. The unique partnership between our audiologists and physicians allow us to provide unsurpassed care and state-of-the-art hearing health care. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
We'll see more cloud cover and some breaks of sun at times through the day today with a chance for some isolated showers or a few storms with highs in the upper 60s. Wednesday variable at 5 to 10. We'll see a few showers possible early tonight with a low at 43. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 55.
Oh, that was good stuff. Good stuff, and congratulations to all of those that are going into the High School Sports Hall of Fame. We had a chance to talk with Kelly Jeffries when the announcement first came out this spring about going in. Still in Grand Island, the coach there at Grand Island. Pat Hodges of Lexington, Andy Meyer from Superior, state record holder in the discus still, and of course the track coach at UNK, Jim White from Hastings. Zach Wiegert is going in among the coaches, longtime coach Jerry Eichhoff of Hampton. We're going there to do some football tonight, so I'm sure there'll be a special mention of that. Roy Bassett of Hastings, who was a coach all the way from the 1930s till about 71. Keith Stair, we know him, going in from Kimball. Ray Ehlers is going to be given a special award from Lexington. Then some of the special awards to Alex Goldie, a student at St. Paul, the Central City baseball team of the 59-60 season, and the Minden boys basketball teams of the 1950s, coached by Aldi Johnson, are going to be honored as well. So a lot of area flavor going into the Hall of Fame, the induction ceremonies. This Sunday, doors open at noon. The program begins at 1:30, and wow. Congratulations to all of those that are going in. A big, big, huge honor.
Doug, certainly a lot of people looking forward to that. Aldi Johnson, you mentioned, I know when I was in high school and Aldi had moved on to Lincoln High at that time, and Coach Ekstrom actually coached under him or had a tutoring deal under him or something. So when we made it to the state, that's where we practiced, was Lincoln High. So that's when I first got to meet him.
Well, also looking forward to a great weekend with home games at Hastings, at UNK, and at Lincoln. Why not tailgate, and why not do it right with Troutman's Quality Meats? It's a grill's best friend. They have got the wine, beer, and the grill to go along. It's tailgate tested and approved. And how about this week, USDA certified Angus beef, fresh ground beef patties available in several sizes as well, and top sirloin, $8.89 a pound, flat iron, $8.49 a pound, London broil, $8.79 a pound. Folks, that's why it's the best. You get it at Troutman's. It's the best. You give them the money, they give you the taste. That's it's that simple. They're going to have the best for you, and why not with all of the friends coming in and the family coming in? Treat them to the best. And if you're looking to just grill out some brats, how about the fresh bratwurst, the andouille brats, the onion and bell pepper brats, Daddy? What do you think about that?
Ah, lovely. Sounds a lot like the State Fair brat.
How about a snack stick, summer sausage? You can have that as well. Plus, right now, a limited supply of Cajun-seasoned crawfish. Ho, ho, hello. If you're going down to Louisiana Lafayette, you'll get yourself some Cajun seasoned cooked crawfish.
Tell them they're Cracklins. What do you say?
Coach said yesterday, don't forget there's still road construction on Highway 30, so if you're coming in from the east, turn at McDonald's and take the alleyway at Emerald Apartments. It'll get you right in. It's worth the congestion to get in and see Carrie and the gang at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. Debt Popper inbox is wide open. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. 1-888-455-ESPN is the number. 888-455-3776. That's the number you're going to need to know for our pigskin pick'em coming up in the second half of the show.
Doug, we're in our fourth major week, I guess, of college football. Have you been disappointed with the amount of quality? I'm looking at the slate for tomorrow.
This week's kind of quiet. No, I have not been disappointed. Colin Cowherd was talking a couple of times this week. You know, he's watched like 13 full football games, and 12 of them have come down to the final drive. No, I have not been disappointed by the overall competition on the field. You've seen your upsets already, including last night, where once again we were proved correct that Mississippi is nowhere close to the number four team in the country. I mean, that was just embarrassing.
Yeah, not a first down in the fourth quarter, just no, offensively, where they were just inept. And this quarterback's need supposed to be the thank God, Detroit, you got Stafford, because you don't want no part of this sneak kid.
And another thing, as I put together the sheet for this week's Pigskin Pick'em, you know, when you got a lot of Big Ten and ACC games that are close and they involve, like, Northwestern and Wake Forest.
I look up and down the sheet, and the only one, obviously because of Virginia Tech and Nebraska's ties and Miami and how they've looked, that's the one game that piques my interest is just to say, wow, I really would like to see that game.
And you'll be able to hear that game tomorrow right here on ESPN Radio, a pregame at 2, and they'll kick it off at about 2:35 tomorrow here on ESPN.
Obviously, you know, you look at the other games, they're done within about a 10-point spread.
Don't worry, there'll be some upsets tomorrow. There'll be some upsets. Hey, don't forget that appearing tonight at the Garage, Reverend Horton Heat, the Rockabilly Psychobilly Band from Dallas, Texas. We've got some tickets to give away for you tonight the garage. Get underway by 9 o'clock, so you can still catch your football in the high school scene if you want, and make it to the garage where you can just enjoy the entire evening there, where they're bringing in some great bands, and the Reverend Horton Heat is going to be on hand tonight. As we go to break, let's give away a couple of pair of tickets. 888-455-3776. We'll take caller 4 and 5. How about caller 4 and 5? We'll give you a pair of tickets to the garage tonight for Reverend Horton Heat. Back with Alex Gordon after this.
There they are, two dirty boys.
We had nothing to do with it. It was all their idea.
Now your tablecloth is stained, and how?
More dirty deeds done dirt cheap. When the Doug and Danny Show returns on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For affordable, eye-catching looks, shop the JCPenney Fall Sale. Guys, update your wardrobe starting with Stafford, a great brand with classic fall style, exclusively at JCPenney. How about a corduroy sport coat? A classic fall look. Save from head to toe on Stafford fall sport coats, performance suit separates, dress trousers, dress shirts, ties, accessories, belts, socks, boxers, and briefs. The men's store inside JCPenney is the smart place to get in, find it, and get going. Style, quality, and price matter. JCPenney.
Wendy's is turning the big 4-0, and over the years, we've learned a lot, like hamburgers don't have to be round, and an oven-baked potato or rich, meaty chili can come from a pickup window, and you can eat a Frosty with a spoon or a French fry. To thank you for your support over those 40 years, we're offering our double stack with fresh beef, small Frosty, small slow-simmer chili, or sour cream and chive baked potato for just 99 cents each for a limited time at participating Wendy's. It's way better than fast food. It's Wendy's.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We'll see more cloud cover and some breaks of sun at times through the day today with a chance for some isolated showers or a few storms with highs in the upper 60s. Wednesday variable at 5 to 10. We'll see a few showers possible early tonight with a low at 43. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 55.
Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Of course, football season in full swing, and it seems like all we can talk about is this 300th consecutive sellout to tomorrow night at the University of Nebraska against Louisiana Lafayette, but the baseball season also winding down, and we haven't heard as much from Alex Gordon as we had hoped because of injury and everything that's went around this year, but Alex Gordon joins us this morning on the Doug and Danny Show. Alex, glad to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, there's so many questions to ask, and I'm sure you've been asked them all before, but I guess right now, with just a little over a week, 2 weeks to go here in the season, what's still left? Because the Royals are actually playing some good baseball in September, just like they did last year.
Yeah, it's weird how that works. I guess we got to be out of the playoff hunt to start playing good baseball or something, but I think we're just trying to finish up strong, and I think it's just a coincidence that it's happened the last couple of years, and guys are still competing, and that's good to see, you know, especially when we're not playing for, you know, contention of anything. It's good to see guys are still, you know, fighting for each other and going out there and playing hard.
Alex, you guys take some pride in maybe breaking or ruining some other team's seasons, though?
I mean, that's not what we're going for. I know we did that to the Twins last year, and we got them again at the end of the year this year, but we're not trying to ruin anybody's seasons. We're just, you know, we're going out there and playing hard, and competing. I think it's good for the other teams to know that, you know, the lower teams aren't giving up.
Alex Gordon joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Alex, you've started to hit the ball even a little bit better here the last couple of weeks. Any one thing you can point at for the success?
Well, it's definitely not where I want to be. I'm definitely not hitting the way I think I'm capable of hitting. So I'm still trying to turn it around. But like I said, there's only a couple of weeks left. So, you know, the goal is trying to finish up strong and, you know, look to next year and try to have that breakout year.
Alex, talk about it. Take us back to about two, 3 nights ago with Zach Greinke on the mound. Many people thinking that was maybe Zach's one night to win or lose the Cy Young Award. You guys talk about that a bunch in the locker room before that game?
No, we didn't talk about it, but I think everybody knew, and I think everybody, you know, the other 8 players out there knew that, you know, he was fighting for something special. So we were out there, you know, giving it a little extra and, you know, trying to do everything we could to make sure that we help Zach out, because we know he's going for something special, and you know he deserves it. He's been lights out all year, and there's been, you know, if they talk about wins and losses, I mean, there's so many games where, you know, he pitched well and just didn't come up with the win. So I think he's well deserving of the award, and I hope he gets it.
Alex, when you ever jump in there and say, "Let me see what you got," I can't believe these guys are missing that 62-mile-an-hour breaking ball. You ever say that to him?
No, but he'll let you know that, you know, you won't be able to touch it. Knowing Zach, being with Zach for the last couple of years, he's a very honest and very not cocky but confident person. So he will let you know that, you know, you're not going to touch him.
Alex Gordon joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. One more question about Zach. He for reasons that have happened in the past, he kind of shies away from the spotlight and doing a lot of interviews. You're pretty comfortable with that. Is he starting to become a little more comfortable with the spotlight, or is he still pretty reserved?
I mean, that's just his personality. He just doesn't like all the attention, but, you know, I think he is getting better at it, and I think he's enjoying the success that he's having right now, and I see him doing interviews all the time. So if you get to know him, he's a great guy, and you know, he's just a little bit reserved, if I had to say.
Well, let's talk about you, Alex. Obviously, this has been not the best year in the major leagues, and there were so many expectations for Kansas City. And man, opening day. I mean, you get banged opening day, and you went down. The team went down after opening month. Now that you're looking back, how disappointed are you? What's the word, I guess, for the season in your eyes?
Very, very, very disappointing. You know, coming in, I spent a lot of time in the offseason getting ready for this season, and, you know, I felt great coming out of spring training. I felt like I was where I needed to be with, you know, fielding and conditioning and, you know, just up at the plate. So, you know, when it happened opening day, it was just – it was a terrible feeling, and, you know, I tried to fight through it for a couple weeks because I didn't want to, you know, go down. But, you know, it is what it is, and, you know, I had to get it taken care of, or else it probably would have just got it worse, and probably would have ended up worse. So, you know, it was a disappointing season, but, you know, it is what it is, and it's over now, and I just got to move forward and hopefully bring some more success in the future.
Tell the fans, Alex, I guess, the feeling to going to the College World Series in Omaha had to be a heck of a lot different than the feeling when you went down for AAA. I mean, I think we were all a little shocked, maybe not surprised, but still a little shocked. What was your feeling, and how did you make the best of it?
Well, you know, it happens to a lot of people. So, you know, I couldn't – obviously I was upset. No one wants to get sent down, and, you know – they told me I was going to come back up later in the year, so I knew I had some things to go work on. I knew I wasn't playing, you know, my best, so, you know, that was my opportunity to go down there and maybe work on some things and try to get better. So, you know, that's just how I looked at it, and I was down there for about 21 days, and it was a good 21 days, and came up here and was just ready to help contribute back to the team.
Alex, take us back to when you returned from the injury. How long were you? Was there a certain amount of time that I still just don't feel comfortable from this? And did you ever feel comfortable coming back off that injury?
Well, I mean, the leg is definitely not where the strength was, you know, before the injury. So that's definitely something I need to season and try to get back is, you know, the strength of my legs, and that's one of my main goals. So I think coming back, you know, I definitely wanted to get back as soon as possible. So we try to go at the 9-10 week period when I started playing in games, and it definitely wasn't, you know, where it needed to be, but we took it slow, and, you know, I went to Arizona, AA, AAA, and stuff like that. So I think we did everything that was needed, but, you know, just having a major surgery like that in the middle of the year is tough.
Alex, we talked about Zach earlier. Is there a pitcher out there when you look back at your young major league career that you shake your head and say, boy, that is just not right. That is nasty stuff.
Mariano Rivera. I don't know how. Sometimes I cheat because he throws that cutter inside, and I step away from the plate, and I still get jammed and break my bat somehow. So Rivera is definitely one of those guys where it comes at you hard, and it's moving, and it's very hard to hit, and I guess that's why he's one of the best.
Alex Gordon is with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they're done with Boston, and they wrap up the home portion of their season. So I guess, Alex, has this been it's not a total waste of a year, so give me something that's positive as you get ready for 2010.
Just know how to stay healthy, I guess. that's my main goal this offseason is get healthy and stay healthy and come in the season in shape, ready to go, and you know, basically that's about it. nothing really went too well for me this year, so looking past it, not yet, but in a couple weeks and moving on to next year.
Alex, you've had some time around the Kansas City area. One of my favorite questions is, where's your favorite place to eat?
Actually, it's a little jazz. It's called Jazz Restaurant. It's a kind of a Cajun place, so it's not really fancy or anything like that. And I just like to go in there and grab a quick meal, and it's kind of a cool place to hang out at. So I would have to go with Jazz.
Daddy loves his food. He's already marking it down. Check it out, Alex. Huskers, you're a big fan. You already mentioned before we came on air about maybe trying to get up for some football games. What happens after the season? And I'm sure we'll see your face on the Jumbotron when you get up to Lincoln.
Yeah, I don't know if they want me up there anymore, but
oh, they do, Alex.
Oh, yeah.
No, but last week it was a funny story. We were playing the White Sox, and you know the Virginia Tech game was coming down in the last seconds, and I was just delaying because I was playing in the game, delaying, stretching, doing all my exercises inside to try to catch the end of the game, and then kind of didn't end the way I wanted to, so kind of put a damper on the game to start it with the White Sox. But
did you think about starting a brawl after that? Just
I actually, like a pitch down
the middle, screw it, I'm taking him out.
No, funny story, I came in the dugout and everybody's like, how did the Nebraska game go? And I knocked off all the cups on the water jug, and everybody was like shocked, and I was like, does that tell you your answer? it was funny.
Well, he's one of the greatest athletes in University of Nebraska history. And, again, he's just 25, folks, and he's going to be back for another season with the Royals and hopefully a long, successful career. And get healthy, Alex. We sure appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show, as always, and best of luck tonight.
All right, will do. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Alex. The final homestand for the Royals is this weekend. They go on the road next week. As he said, they might have a chance. They might be the team that helps decide with the Twins coming up there in the last week, but he's actually hit the ball a little bit here the last couple of weeks. Things didn't go so well last night, but we'll see what happens with the Kansas City Royals and Alex Gordon joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug, you've just handed me in the last 30 seconds the pigskin picks. This is a monster. Every one of these games is a brain buster.
Evidently, every week has been a monster for you lately.
You have care. Well, after how many weeks last year? 13 I won,
probably
13
all.
And 3.
You dominated last year. You
so you've
awesome.
Won the first two or three.
Yeah, I know. So I feel happy. Oh, you can't be happy for me. I see how it is. Mr. Negativity over there. 888-455-ESPN. The phone lines are open. If you have not had a chance to go up against us in our Bruce Furniture Pigskin Pick'em, now is your chance. 888-455-ESPN. 888 888- 855-ESPN. We're going to take caller number 10. Derek will get you set up with our prize pack, the $25 gift card, and some other great things from Bruce Furniture and our variety of sponsors, plus a chance to beat us and get qualified for the two Lazy Boy recliners, which is the grand prize. We will take a break and be back with more on the Doug and Danny Show right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'll be back in a moment.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding you. I wish I were.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. Great news. You no longer have to go to the post office to mail letters or ship packages. All you need is Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can print official U.S. postage for any letter or any package without ever leaving your home or office. Uh-huh. All you need, your computer and printer. No expensive postage meter to lease. No extra hardware required. Plus, with Stamps.com and the U.S. Postal Service working together, you always get the lowest shipping rates available. There's no hidden fees here, folks. There's no surcharges, no residential delivery fees. Stamps.com even offers discounts you won't find at the post office. Okay, right now I've got a special offer. No risk trial, $100 bonus offer, free postage, $45 worth of it. All you have to do, go to Stamps.com, click on the radio mic, top of the homepage, type in Colin. Stamps.com, promo code Colin.
Have you noticed a change in your hearing? If so, then see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. Our university-trained audiologists can customize hearing aid products to fit your needs, lifestyle, and budget. We continuously update our product line to offer our patients the latest advances in hearing aid technology. So to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide, visit us online at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
ESPNU College Football on ESPN Radio.
It's off for the races. 20, 10, 5, touchdown.
ACC rivals meet at Lane Stadium as Travis Benjamin and the Miami Hurricanes battle Ryan Williams and the Virginia Tech Hokies. Miami, Virginia Tech.
Miami, Virginia Tech, followed by Iowa, Penn State. Our college football doubleheader Saturday at 2 on ESPN Radio.
We'll see more cloud cover and some breaks of sun at times through the day today with a chance for some isolated showers or a few storms with highs in the upper 60s. Wednesday variable at 5 to 10. We'll see a few showers possible early tonight with a low at 43. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 55.
You've been able to go to the games, but the radio word picture was missing. No checks, no shots, no saves, no
he scores.
What's a Canadian farm boy to do?
It's a...
Until now. The Tri-City Storm returns to radio with 31 broadcast games on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Beginning with the big one in the Big O, Saturday, October 3rd. New coach Drew Shenick leads his rebuilt Storm team east to take on the Omaha Lancers under former head coach Bliss Littler. But hang on. After the Select 31 games, you'll hear the complete postseason action when the Storm heads for the USHL playoffs. Skip Berry, the new voice of the Storm, brings it. Classic Hits 98.9 rocks the house with the Tri-City Storm. Download the broadcast schedule by logging on to stormhockey.com or kkpr.com. Storm Hockey is back on Classic Hits 98.9 FM beginning October.
It's a huge deal.
3rd.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Friday. In just a moment, the next chump gets a chance to dominate here on the Doug and Daddy Pigskin Pick'em. But there's no chumps in your field, are there, Daddy?
No, and they want to say go Big Red this weekend. Dyna-Gro continues to grow its tradition across cornfields in Nebraska. When Dyna-Gro steps onto your farm, they are dedicated to serving you. Dyna-Gro Seeds will offer only the best seed for your farm. Dyna-Gro represents. They're a national brand that focuses on research locally for success on your farm. They're Dyna-Gro, growing more and more on your acres. Ask your local Dyna-Gro dealer today about the Smart Stacks, which is now available with Dyna-Gro corn hybrids. Continue your success with Dyna-Gro Seeds and continue to cheer for the Nebraska Cornhuskers as well.
Well, it is time for our Friday football pigskin pick'em and daddy's selections, but let's get to it. It is time to welcome in Eric from Loup City, home of the Red Raiders. Eric, good morning. Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, fellas.
Well, you've already got a T-shirt, a $25 gift card to Bruce Furniture, plus, as we like to say in the biz, assorted other gifts. So congratulations on that because, well, that's all you're getting. We're on a roll, pal. We are on a roll. How you feeling?
Good.
Daddy is already concerned, which concerns me. It means he's probably due for about a 10-1 week. So let's get after it. And we start in the ACC, Wake Forest at Boston College. Who you got?
Wake.
I guess that's a kind of an intersectional. You got a Big East. And so Eric's going to take Wake. Daddy?
I'll take the home team and the Eagles.
Yeah, I'm taking Boston College, too. They stink so bad that they're due to win. Minnesota at Northwestern. Who you got, Daddy?
I've got a bounce back after the Cal beatdown. That game was not as close as the 14 points indicate. I'll take Minnesota Golden Gophers.
I am taking Minnesota. How about you, Eric?
Let's go against Cosgrove.
Fair enough. Excellent handicapping.
Well done. Are we already down 2-0? I can't believe it. Michigan State at Wisconsin. Wisconsin is favored by 3. Michigan State should have beat Notre Dame, but Notre Dame isn't that good. I don't know. Wisconsin, why are they favored in this game? Daddy, why?
Because of Camp Randall. That's why they're favored in this
game.
That's
the only reason. You know, I'm letting Vegas influence me here. I'm taking Wisconsin. How about you, Eric?
I'm taking Michigan State.
Daddy?
I as well will take Michigan State.
Okay. TCU at Clemson. That's actually one of the marquee matchups this week. TCU ranked, but it's at Clemson. Clemson favored by 4. Eric, who you got?
Clemson.
Daddy?
I will take an upset of Clemson. I will take TCU.
I am taking Clemson as well. I like their coach.
Hey, Doug, we finally agreed on one.
I know. That means we're both, you know, you finally picked one right is what that means. Rutgers at Maryland. Daddy, who you got?
I've got Rutgers. Maryland's terrible.
Maryland's more terrible than Boston College right now. I'm taking Rutgers. They're a 2-3-point favorite. How about you, Eric?
Rutgers.
There's a clean sweep for Rutgers. Cal at Oregon, Daddy.
I cannot believe this is only a touchdown game, which scares the begongos out of me, but I'll take the Bears. I think Javid Best is the best running back in all the land and probably the Heisman Trophy winner.
How about you, Eric?
The Bears.
And a clean sweep. I'm taking Cal, although, again, there's a scary one at Autzen. North Carolina at Georgia Tech. Eric, you get to go first here.
Let's go the Heels.
Okay, North Carolina. He took Cal and he took North Carolina. Daddy?
Bees! Bees are everywhere! Give me the Yellow Jackets.
You're a strange man. I'm going to take Georgia Tech as well. Pittsburgh at North Carolina State. I'll go first. I'm taking North Carolina State. Daddy?
I will take Pittsburgh.
Really? You're taking Wanstead.
Love that mustache. And
you
Steve Peterson,
Peterson
was such a great athletic director.
How about you, Eric? I got a hunch who you're taking.
North Carolina State.
Exactly. All right, big games of the weekend. Miami of Florida at Virginia Tech. Who you got, Eric?
Virginia Tech.
Daddy, I'm taking Virginia Tech for no good reason. I know, it's Husker hangover. I'm taking Virginia Tech. I know you're taking Miami.
I'm taking the speed, and I'm falling into the trap because I think this is one of those suckerish games. Everybody we talk to likes Miami. I'm going to go with Miami and the speed.
Can Iowa do it again? Game day at Happy Valley, Joe Pa, the whole deal. Iowa at Penn State. Daddy, who you got?
That game's at night, isn't that? Is it at night? I believe it's
a night game.
Not at night. They can't do it at night. I'll take Penn State and
Joe
Pa.
They did it at night last year.
And not again. Not again.
Of course, it was at home. I'm going to take Penn State as well. How about you, Eric?
This game scares me, but I am going to have to go with Penn State.
And finally, Texas Tech at Houston. Daddy?
Well, here's the way I break this down. Oklahoma State is a better football team than Texas Tech. What did the Cougars do to Oklahoma State? They throttled them. They will throttle Texas Tech. Give me the Cougars.
Eric?
I'm going to have to go with another Red Raiders, Texas Tech.
And here's where I get in trouble again. This is the one I don't have circled. You've taken Houston. Eric's taken Texas Tech. My gut is telling me that somehow Texas Tech pulls this off, but the thing is, Texas Tech, I think, really tried to win that football game last week against Texas. This is a hard bounce-back game.
76 the over-under.
I am going to take Houston to win this football game. And now the tiebreaker. And we always try to make it easier on our caller, and we're going to give you the chance. Total points in the Nebraska-Louisiana Lafayette game, Tony. And I've been pretty close. I'm due to miss it by a mile this week. What do you like?
I got 55.
I am going, again, low scoring. The more I thought about this, Louisiana Lafayette still can't score. They still can't score. Even if they should have made a couple of defensive plays against LSU, they can't score. I'm going 41 points. How about you, Eric?
I'm going 45.
45 for Eric. Eric, congratulations on third place, and thanks for listening to the show.
Yep, thank you.
Take care. Eric from Loop City joins us. And now, the highly anticipated wrap-up to the week. It's time for Big Daddy's NFL and college selections, which you were a little painful on today. You were a couple of them at the last second, and I'm not sure I like when you wait till the last second.
Well, I did them early last week, so I had to mix something up. So I'm looking forward to this week and getting back on track. I got four college, four NFL games. 4-4, that's how we're doing it. Arkansas at Alabama, one of those games you used to just crave to watch on Channel 11. CBS would bring it to you. Not this year. Alabama in a blowout. Alabama in an absolute blowout. I give 17 points. Teams headed in different directions. Michigan State at Wisconsin. You know what? I'll take the 3 points at Camp Randall. Michigan State is going to score points. I don't think Wisconsin can keep up with their scoring. I will take Michigan State plus the 3 points.
Now, hold on. Did you take? Okay, you took Michigan State. All right. Go ahead.
TCU at Clemson, plus four. I will gobble up those 4 points and take the Horned Frogs of Texas Christian University. Texas Christian. Then I'm going to go for a selected Friday night matchup, the Missouri Tigers at Nevada. You know what? This is a tune-up. Missouri's getting ready for Nebraska. Saturday, Nebraska's getting ready for Missouri. That's just the way it is. They're going to roll over this Nevada team. I'm going to lay the 7 points, though. Missouri with a big win tonight, minus the 7 points. Those are my four games. Alabama, minus 17. Michigan State, plus 3. TCU, plus 4. And Missouri, minus 7. As they head to the National Football League.
The National Football League.
Atlanta at New England.
Whoa, big game. You're getting right after it there, huh?
You know, battle of 2-0 teams. Well, New England's not the 2-0 team. That may surprise you. May surprise you. Give me New England minus the 4. Tom Brady. Jake Delhomme threw for over 300 yards on that Atlanta defense. Tom Brady's going to shred it. I like Tom Brady to get back and to prove some people wrong. Titans at the Jets. I'm going to take the Tennessee Titans in this one. They cannot go 0-3. Cannot go 0-3. The Jets have had the hot hand early in the year. They need to down to some of the asses down now.
I can't believe I didn't take Tennessee. Anyway.
The Saints at the Bills. I will lay the 6 points and take the New Orleans Saints and lay the 6 points. Saints minus 6. Take the Saints at Buffalo. Miami at San Diego. Normally, I don't like favorites in the NFL. I will take the San Diego Superchargers, even if LT doesn't play. Darren Sproles gets it done. Miami traveling across the country. Don't like that. Give me San Diego minus 6. My four NFL selection, New England minus 4, plus 3, and the Titans minus 6, minus 6, Saints in San Diego.
Woo! Yikes. That is very, very interesting. When you're out watching football, the baseball playoffs, the Husker game tomorrow, you want to do it at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney or Grand Island. They're open 7 days a week. I don't know if they ever close. Now, Colin here in Kearney says, you know what, yeah, every once in a while we close to freshen things up and get ready for the next day. But they're there with lunch specials every day, great food and drink specials every night, every Husker game, and Monday night football, oh! $2, you call it, drinks. Almost every drink in the house, $2 for Monday night football. And you know about the food, from the appetizers to the chicken wings, to the pizza, to the ribs, to the salads, to the steaks, to the chislik, to the burgers. Whatever you want, it's going to be good. You can take the whole crew there. The family, the parents, the kids, the in-laws. Yeah, even if you want to treat the in-laws well, you take them to the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island.
Yeah, teach them how to play Keno. They'll love you for the rest of your life.
Oh, man. A couple of more, just recapping what's going on this weekend. Huskers, don't forget, they are playing volleyball tomorrow. So 1 o'clock at the Coliseum against second-ranked Texas. Terry Pettit will be honored with a special award, the Dr. Barbara Himner Trailblazer
Any
Award.
Any chance?
Zero chance. There's your zero, Tony. Zero chance. But I will change that and say 10% chance. 10% chance. Nebraska at home, maybe that's enough. I mean, it's going to be rocking tomorrow. It's going to be rocking at the Coliseum. People get there way early because it's going to be tough parking. People are already going to be tailgating for the football game. UNK volleyball at Regis tonight, at 16th-ranked Metro tomorrow afternoon. Soccer, free admission to this afternoon's 1 o'clock game against New Mexico Highlands. And I'll say it, New Mexico Highlands isn't that good. This should be a competitive and a definite chance for the first-year program at UNK to get a win. Then they'll host Colorado Springs on Sunday. Hastings College volleyball is on the road. It is homecoming for the football team, Dakota Wesleyan, tomorrow at 2 o'clock. High school football last night, Norfolk upset Lincoln Southeast. Are you kidding me?
Once again, good thing we can't bet on high school football.
Sergeant down, Heartland Lutheran, Falls City Sacred Heart over Lewiston. Daddy and I will be in Hampton tonight as the Hawks take on Pleasanton. On ESPN 1460, it's Cambridge at Kearney Catholic. On ESPN 1550, Fillmore Central at St. Cecilia. 1230 KHAS, McCook at Hastings High. The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Kennesaw will be at Silver Lake. Every game is on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. And the Tri-City Storm, they lost an exhibition yesterday to the USA National Team 3-1. They play this afternoon at 1:30 against Cedar Rapids. And you can go to their website to find out more information on how to watch it on the B2 Network. We want to thank Rich Ozentoski, the Kearney State and Ord grad going into the High School Sports Hall of Fame this weekend, for joining us, and Kansas City Royals Alex Gordon. Daddy, have a great weekend.
Hey, you do the same. We'll see you on Monday. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.